Good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council special called meeting for Monday, July 28th at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Devin St. Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Wood.
Here.
Okay, we do have all of council present. Our town attorney is not present tonight. He did let us know ahead of time that he would not be here. He is available by phone if we have any questions for him. The next item on the agenda is an invocation. I'll ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation. And everyone, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another day of life and health and strength. We're thankful that you've let us all gather here tonight to discuss town business, to congratulate the Eastside Spartan softball team. We're so thankful for all the accomplishments that you allowed Eastside to do over the last several years. And we recognize you for allowing this. And we ask now that you would give us wisdom and understanding and guidance in our decisions to better our town and its people. And we ask these prayers according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, tonight we are honored to have two resolutions to be brought before council for approval. And we were just so kind to go ahead and add those items to the beginning of the agenda so that you all do not have to stay for the rest of the meeting unless you just so desire. You will probably learn a few things, but I completely understand if you do not want to stay. The first resolution is resolution number 2025-011, recognizing state champion Eastside softball team 2025. So what we will do is we will read both of these resolutions in, take a vote, and then after we're finished with both of those, we'll get you all to come up for pictures. So this one says, be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn, Virginia, on July 28, 2025, as follows. Whereas the Eastside Girls softball team has recently accomplished an outstanding achievement by winning the state title in the VHSL Class 1A state tournament in Salem, Virginia. And whereas the team won the tournament in dominating fashion by winning the semifinal and final by not allowing a single run. And whereas the team played together as a unit and had outstanding contributions by everyone to accomplish this outstanding achievement. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn acknowledges the outstanding performance of this team and is proud of the fine manner in which they represented their school, the area, and the Town of Coburn. Now therefore be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn that it wishes to recognize and congratulate the Eastside softball team on winning the 2025 Class 1A State Championship. Be it further resolved that this resolution be presented to the team members and coaching staff of the state champion Eastside Spartans. Is there action from council?
Make a motion to accept the resolution 2025-011.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2025-011, recognizing state champion Eastside softball team 2025. Is there any discussion? Okay, Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devin T. Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. The next resolution that we will be passing tonight is resolution number 2025-012, recognizing Perfect Game and VHSL Player of the Year. Be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn, Virginia, on July 28, 2025, as follows. Whereas the Eastside Girls Softball Team has recently accomplished an outstanding achievement by winning the state title in the VHSL Class 1A State Tournament in Salem, Virginia. And whereas the pitcher for the team, Braylon Hall, pitched a perfect game in the semifinals as she completed one of the most dominating pitching seasons in VHSL history while leading Eastside's championship run. And whereas she followed up her perfect game by not allowing a run in the state finals and then earning VHSL Player of the Year honors. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn acknowledges the outstanding performance of Braylon Hall and is proud of the fine manner in which she represented her school, the area, and the Town of Coburn. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Coburn that it wishes to recognize and congratulate Eastside Softball Team pitcher Braylon Hall, state champion and Player of the Year, on her dominating performance in the state softball tournament. Be it further resolved that this resolution be presented to Braylon Hall, state champion. Do we have action from council?
Make a motion to accept the resolution number 2025-012 for recognizing Perfect Game and VHSL Player of the Year.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2025-012, Perfect Game and VHSL Player of the Year recognition. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Ms. Sharp, you'll do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devin K. Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Braylon. And at this time, we will ask that the team come up for pitchers. We'll take one with the team, and then Braylon will take one with you as well.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Hey, Brayden.
Now would be your key to exit if you would so desire.
You want your phone? No, you're not going yet.
No, they're going to text me.
Okay, we will continue on with the rest of the meeting, and the first item, or I should say the next item, is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do you have anyone for public expression?
Yes.
Sure.
I just want to go on record thanking everybody for their help with Farmers Market.
Want to throw the coffee shop in too. But the city has been amazing because it has rained every Friday. Every Friday. And you've been really good about helping us get the restrooms ready, the cones out, anything that we needed. We really appreciate it. If you feel free about spreading the word, we are going to continue until Labor Day.
Great.
We don't get a lot of attendance, but who knows? We're going to keep it up, and thank you for all your support.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else for public expression? Are you speaking? Are you asking? Have we squared you away for bike ride and all that?
Well, that's why I'm here. I mean,
I don't remember.
If you go ahead and say yes, then I'm perfectly happy with that. Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed.
Except for we're adding a 20-mile route that goes through the map.
Okay. So we will add that to the agenda for discussion.
Does he need to stay for that?
No.
New.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we get time to add that to the agenda, we will. Anyone else for public expression? Okay, seeing no one else come forth, I will close the public expression. And is there a response to public expression from the last meeting? I don't have that anyone spoke at the last meeting. Is that accurate?
They didn't. I did. Nobody else did.
Okay. All right. So next, we'll have the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I'd like to add the Larry Sayers Memorial Bike Ride as new business B. As in the form of motion.
Second. We have a motion and a second to add under new business B the Larry Sayer Memorial Bike Ride. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, are there any other additions or deletions? Well, Kathy saw the panic in my face just now. We were so excited to recognize the softball team. We were supposed to have a public hearing, so... I am going to, after we approve the agenda, I'm going to recess this meeting so we can have the public hearing only because one item needs to be voted on. So let's go ahead. If there are there any other changes to the agenda?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, at this time, I will recess the special call meeting.